President Giorgio Napolitano will conclude crisis talks with Italian politicians tomorrow over the future of the government. Prime Minister Romano Prodi quit as Prime Minister yesterday after losing a Senate vote over troops in Afghanistan and a US military base in Italy. Susie Hodges looks at the options opened to Napolitano in deciding if the current government can continue.
Prime Minister Prodi is staying on in a caretaker role after handing in his resignation following the defeat of a crucial foreign policy vote in Parliament. Under the Constitution, President Napolitano now must find a way out of the impasse. If he finds enough support for Prodi among centre-left parties, he could ask him to either form a new government or go to Parliament with his present cabinet for a confidence vote. If support for Prodi is not strong enough, the President could ask someone else, possibly Interior Minister Giulio Amato, to form a government of technocrats with cross-party backing. If no agreement is found on who should be Prime Minister, Napolitano would be forced to dissolve Parliament and call early elections, even though this option appears the most unlikely for now. Analysts here say any second Prodi government would be extremely weak and vulnerable to bitter infighting among its allies, who range from Catholic centrists to communists and Greens. Prodi's government came to grief on Wednesday when two left-wing senators in his coalition abstained in a key vote on maintaining Italian troops in Afghanistan and on plans to expand a US military base in northern Italy. It was déjà vu for Prodi, whose last spell in power almost a decade ago was also cut short by far-left coalition allies, and raises the fear that a new era of so-called revolving door governments could return to Italy. I'm Susie Hodges.